Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Former President Donald Trump scored a decisive win in South Carolina's Republican primary as he beat the twice-elected governor of the state, Nikki Haley, and he himself spent little time campaigning in South Carolina.
This was a little sooner than we anticipated. It was an even bigger win than we anticipated.
Haley says she will stay in the race through Super Tuesday when there are 16 nominating contests. Through his campaign, President Biden condemned the former president for, quote, having opened the door to strict abortion and IVF bans. U.S. and British forces struck 18 Houthi targets in Yemen, the latest response to attacks by the Iranian-backed militia on ships in the region. And optimism about a renewed ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. A draft agreement includes the release of up to 40 women and older people held hostage in Gaza. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. People with student loan debt have a chance to get their payments lowered or even have their balances forgiven altogether. But as Alex Gonzalez reports, people with older loans in particular will have to act quickly.
The U.S. Department of Education will be conducting a one-time payment count adjustment this coming summer. Cora Hume is an attorney with the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau and says borrowers who have non-federally held loans must consolidate them into a direct consolidation loan with the Department of Education by April 30th to reap the potential benefits.
Older borrowers are less likely to hold direct loans, which would already benefit from this pay count adjustment. And then those that do own direct loans, they're less likely to participate in this IDR program that caps their monthly payments based on family size and income.
Hume says the Department of Education will give borrowers credit through its income-driven repayment program for repayment periods from July 1, 1994. 32% of older borrowers are struggling to pay their bills, which is why she encourages folks to call 1-800-433-3243 or visit studentaid.gov/loan-consolidation to find out if they're eligible for the significant adjustment. Hume says nationally there are 1.1 million older borrowers that are not in the direct loan program and hold an average debt of $29,500 in student debt.
The three loans that must be consolidated to receive this payment count adjustment is the commercially managed federally family education loans, the health and education assistance loans, and Perkins loans. Another loan that sort of is a quasi-need for consolidation are Parent PLUS loans.
Hume says the upcoming deadline has the potential to change lives and suggests taking action sooner rather than later. I'm Alex Gonzalez. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
When your family is looking to add a dog or cat to your family photo, stop by Catkins first. Catkins is a no-kill Northwoods animal shelter. They are a dedicated group of animal lovers working to improve the lives of homeless pets in the Northwoods. Check out their website, catkinsrescue.org, or call 715-762-0122 for more information on adoption, volunteering, or donating. Catkins, caring for animals in need throughout the Northwoods region.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
The Brewers get off to a good start. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers beginning their spring training schedule of games with an 11-7 win over the San Diego Padres out in Arizona. Sal Frelick, moving from outfield to third base, was also the leadoff batter. He got on base after each of his four at-bats. The Brewers' new manager, Pat Murphy, trying to come up with a new batting order.
They had a nice presence today, and that's important. You know, kind of their mindset about how they want to go about it. Looking at bats three, four, that kind of thing is important to me, you know.
A touching moment for Murphy before the game, his son Kai, a 23-year-old outfielder for San Diego, presented his dad and the umpire with the Padres lineup card at the plate.
So I texted him in the locker room if he was okay with it, you know, sure, and he never responded. So I had to put my phone down and come out here.
Ultimately, cool family day, hey, all the way around.
Awesome. Having my two little brothers here is, you know, makes it even better.
That's the Padres' Kai Murphy with sports on Mike Clemens.
Welcome to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small, your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Brought to you by LakeLink, your online fishing resource at lake-link.com.
Outdoors Radio is also brought to you by Professional Hearing Care, LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, and Fitchburg, profhearingcare.com. By the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources Hunter Education Program, Hunt Safe Wisconsin, dnr.wi.gov. And by the Open Season Sportsman's Expo, March 22nd through the 24th at Kalahari Resort in Wisconsin Dells. OpenSeasonSportsmansExpo.com. Today we'll take a look at Lake Michigan fishing and hear about a new electric outboard from Mercury that you can see at the Milwaukee Sports Show. All that and more coming up, so stay right there. If you're ever in a motor vehicle accident, call Hupe and Abraham, named Best Personal Injury Law Firm by the Wisconsin Law Journal year after year. The firm of Hupe and Abraham has collected more than $1 billion for its clients. In fact, they collect millions of dollars every month for hundreds of satisfied clients. Call the firm voted best and rated best, Hupe and Abraham, 800-800-5678, or visit hupe.com. And all 11 offices of Hupe and Abraham in Wisconsin, Iowa, and Illinois are open for business. Joining us once again from Wisconsin Rapids, Jeff Kelm. Well, Jeff, welcome back, and what have you been up to now in this mild weather?
Well, I tell you what, I'm done ice fishing, at least. I got to assume I'm pretty much done ice fishing for the season. I mean, unless I go a bit further north than I have been going to find ice. But I did get on the ice one other time this last week, just before we got the real warm temperatures. And, you know, we weren't able to get everywhere we wanted to go because we did get enough of a melt that some of the north shore lines were gone. And, you know, you just don't want to tempt fate in any form or fashion. And so we caught fish, but it was uneventful. And then the next day tried to do a little trout fishing, which I've never actually done in this area before of central Wisconsin. We were unsuccessful. I did see one fish. We spooked it out of a hole. Of course, not a real big one, but we may try this again. Me and a buddy of mine may try this again here in the next number of weeks. It was a neat experience, neat to do. Hadn't really done much of anything like that since I moved away from Sheboygan. And when I was in Sheboygan, I would do stuff like that up the Pigeon River and some of the smaller tributaries to the Sheboygan and stuff too.
Sure. Yeah, this would have been the winter to do some trout fishing. I did not. I have friends who have been doing some in here in the Driftless in Wisconsin, because it's a catch and release season. Mm-hmm. You know, you got to put them all back. And also, I know a few folks who go over to Iowa where you can keep trout.
Sure.
And,
sure.
They've been doing okay. Perfect weather for it. But you know, I've been busy working on the sports show and doing what I do. So. Next year, I think.
Next year, yep.
Yeah, we'll see what kind of weather we have for next year.
Yeah, yeah, never know, I guess, now.
Yeah, well, speaking of the sports show, it's just 2 weeks away now. And this year, there's a first ever event. I've been talking about it on the show. That's Wednesday night, March 6th, the night before the sports show, right at State Fair Park, a fundraiser for Mark LaBarber's Outdoor Heritage Education Center, which puts on those events for kids every year in May. The Midwest Outdoor Heritage Education Expo, or MOHE. And there will be a dinner and a roast and toast of me. And we're getting a good crowd there. I don't think we're at 100 yet, but there's still time if folks are interested. We're going to be upstairs in the main expo hall at the north end of the expo center. And I've got information on my Facebook page, or you can go to ohecyes.org, O-H-E-C, ohecyes.org. And some of our friends from Outdoor Wisconsin are going to be there, Jeff, too. I'd love to see you there, but I know you're kind of busy during the week with family and other commitments.
Yeah, we'll see what we can do here, Dan. I actually am trying to figure out. Now I've got a possible trip to Oklahoma that week, so we'll figure out what happens.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Well, and you'll keep me posted, obviously, and we'll talk about it next week for sure. And it's not too early to start thinking ahead to fall. I'm going back to Lake of the Woods for another trip in September, and I hope folks listening can join me. We enjoyed great fishing, fantastic food. We've got private cabins there. It's a private island, Black Island, right in the middle of Lake of the Woods on the Canadian side. We build a campfire every night and sit around and have a few brewskis and chat and just have a good time, and the fishing is just fabulous. If you want to join us or think about it, visit blackisland.com. Click on trips and look for my name, and you'll find all the information that you need. Well, this week's giveaway, speaking of the Milwaukee Sports Show, a pair of tickets. To enter the drawing, call 414-297-7554 or email dsoradio@gmail.com. Leave your name and number and your email address and mention the Sports Show giveaway, and we'll let you know if you are a winner. Well, coming up on today's show, Charter Captain Dumper Dan Welsh looks at Lake Michigan spring fishing. A little spoiler alert, they are already fishing open water, Jeff, off Sheboygan. Amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's crazy.
And David Clutter asks you to help protect Wisconsin's critical wildlife habitats and explains how you can do it when you renew your license. And Debbie Pripke, a familiar voice on our show and to anyone who visits the Milwaukee Sports Show, she tells us you can see the all-new Mercury Avator electric outboards at the Milwaukee Sports Show. Sneak up on those fish this year. All that and more straight ahead on Outdoors Radio.
It's better than ever. Over 350 booths and 25 seminars at the Wisconsin Fishing Expo, February 23rd through the 25th at the Alliant Energy Center, Madison. Deals from legendary manufacturers and unique vendors not found in stores, plus dozens of boat dealers. Kids' activities include trout pond casting competitions, bow fishing, kids' bingo, and more. Prize patrol giveaways every day. WIFishingExpo.com. Sponsored by Wisconsin Outdoor News, Daiwa, Don's Marine, Blackfish, and Lucas Oil.
Hey, Wisconsin. Pro angler John Cruz here, and I'm excited to be appearing at this year's Milwaukee Sports Show presented by Mercury Marine with support from Usingers and Bush. Join me and other experts as we guide you on the latest in fishing, hunting, and the outdoors. Explore exhibitors, demos, contests, and more. Don't miss the sports show from March 7th to 10th. Get your tickets at jssportshow.com, and businesses, reach area outdoor enthusiasts by exhibiting. See you there.
Spring is here and your next outdoor adventure awaits. From hiking and biking, our picturesque trails, to kayaking or fishing our lake and waterways, Mason City and Clear Lake, Iowa offer endless opportunities for outdoor recreation. Gather your friends and family and discover the beauty of nature as you explore our stunning landscapes and immerse yourself in unforgettable experiences. Learn more at thisisnorthiowa.com.
Are you putting off treating your hearing loss for you or a loved one because you can't afford it? Hi, I'm Dr. Laura Venable from Professional Hearing Care, and I'm telling you that you couldn't be further away from the truth. I believe that everyone should have access to hearing health care and improve cognitive health, and that's why we offer our affordable treatment plan. Our team is dedicated to taking the stigma and cost of hearing loss out of the picture. For a free consultation, call 608-292-4916 or visit our website at www.profhearingcare.com.
Get it done right the first time with CNR Power Sports. Come see Carl on Ash Street in Park Falls when your boat, ATV, UTV, snowmobile, or even lawnmowers, snowblowers, chainsaws, and all other small engines won't start or run right. From light tune-up to full teardown and engine rebuild, Carl will bring his 30-plus years of experience to every job you bring him. CNR Power Sports is also the area's only factory-authorized warranty service center for Generac and DR brand equipment. Bring all makes and models. Look up CNR Power Sports on Google or give Carl a call at 608-228-7223. Find Carl where Ash Street meets the Tuscobia Trail. CNR Power Sports, your trusty pit stop for top-notch care.
Want to start saving money today? Well, you're in luck. The 98Q Country Shopping Show is always available online at 98QCountry.com. There you can find local businesses such as nice restaurants or fun shops. Located in Phillips, Prentice, Park Falls, Minocqua, Mellon, and many other locations in the surrounding areas. Save money with 98Q Country today.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Open water season is not far away, especially this year, so we thought we'd take a look at Lake Michigan fishing opportunities for this season, especially in the Sheboygan area. And joining us is a regular guest on the show, Charter Captain Dumper Dan Welsh, proprietor of Dumper Dan's Sport Fishing Charters, Condos, and Riverfront Store on South Pier Drive in Sheboygan, and on the web at DumperDan.com. You'll find updates on his Facebook page, and you'll also find the video and audio recording of every fishing report we do for Outdoors Radio. So this one will be there soon. Well, Dan, welcome back, and thanks for joining us again.
You bet, Dan. Great to be back.
Is the river open by your docks?
The river is open, just opened recently, and there are some boats actually going out fishing in the middle of what you would call winter. With the ice out and smaller vessels going out, you know, trailer boats going out and fishing the shoreline has been going on here out of the Port of Sheboygan the last few weeks. So take opportunity and do that and play the weather if you can get out and your boat is ready to go.
Have you been out or have any of your captains been out?
Yes, my captains were out in a 19-foot Crestliner just the other day. Actually fished 2 days, Dan. They fished the harbor on a Friday afternoon, and they caught four right out in front of the harbor, some lake trout and some brown trout. But then on Saturday, they motored up to the Whistling Straits Golf Course, and they fished 10 to 20 feet of water up there on Saturday morning, three of my captains, and they limited out, Dan.
Wow.
They caught, in February, caught 15 brown trout. It was pretty impressive.
Wow. You know better than I, but I would imagine spring fishing, either it's already underway or it'll be happening sooner than usual.
Well, that's kind of what we're thinking here, too. And obviously everybody knows here in the Midwest and all over the country that the winter's been one of the mildest winters we've had in a long, long time. And now with the ice out early here on the big lake, Lake Michigan, and the rivers and tributaries earlier than normal, I think that will happen. The spring fishing will start earlier. As far as our boat prep work and equipment, we are ahead of schedule at Dumper Dan's getting everything ready. So normally we go in the water about the middle to third week of April. We're pushing for early April, maybe April 1st week, sometime during that early part of April, depending on, you know, how it all unfolds, of course, with weather down the chute here.
Sure. So I imagine you've been busy this winter just getting your boats ready as you always do, boats and tackle and everything else.
Absolutely, yeah. We got my heated storage building, a huge building, or we got the fleet of Dumper Dan boats, and we're buffing, waxing, sanding, and painting bottoms. That's all done already. Also putting new line on all the reels, which reel-wise and rods, we have over 300 of them, so that takes a month by itself just to strip reels and clean them up, oil them, and put new line on. So, like I said, we've been definitely, you know, staying ahead of schedule with the way this winter's been, just anticipating that hopefully we can get in earlier this year. And follow us on our Facebook page, because when we do, you know, we'll be posting that the boats are in and we're taking trips and running hopefully earlier than normal. Like I said, normally we start up later part of April, but we're shooting for early April. And of course, you know, May and June are fantastic for fishing as well.
I would imagine you're getting calls already because spring is approaching.
We are, yeah. It's been a busy off season here at Dumper Dan's. The phone's been ringing, a lot of guys grabbing dates and groups and what have you, and usually they start booking the May and June earlier, and then July, August, September fills in later. But definitely try and get your plans scheduled ahead of time so you can get in. But like I said, if we can start earlier April, run all the way through April, May, June, well into October, should be a pretty solid season. And like I said, we got to see, Dan, what this weather does in April. You never know. It could get cold and windy, it could be mild and nice, but we're ready to go if the weather lets us.
Well, what can you tell us about stocking levels? Stocking's been pretty good the last few years. What do you know?
Well, like last year, we talked a lot, Dan, you and I, and everybody on the lakeshore about how good the fishing was in 2023, and that's because of the three-year increase, 3 years in a row consecutively, that we had increases of salmon and trout on Lake Michigan on the Wisconsin side, and we reaped them benefits last year. Fishing was the best it's been in a decade, 2023. Now, we're coming into a new three-year term of even more of an increase starting in 2024. So they are going to increase coho, rainbow, and king up and beyond the last term. So it's only going to get better, Dan, and the fishery is booming right now. There's a lot of bait fish out there. As you can see on some of the TV shows I did this summer, they are on our Facebook page. We actually took video and pictures of our fish finders and graphs of all the schools of bait and salmon mixed in these bait fish pods. 2024, Dan, looks really good. Obviously, with this mild winter and early spring upon us already, I think water temps and fishing will be outstanding. We definitely had another increase in trout and salmon across the board, which will make our fishing for 2024 even better than a record-setting 2023 we had last year.
Fantastic. Well, gosh, we're going to let you go, but you and I have talked off-air about an event that I've got at the sports show coming up March 6th, the evening before the sports show. I know you've got some travel plans, but I sure hope you and your wife and maybe some friends and maybe some of your captains can make it. We're going to have a good time.
Sounds good. We have it marked on our calendar, and hopefully we can meet up with you and enjoy that event.
All right. Well, Dan, thank you so much, and I think you're going to be doing some snowmobiling up in the UP, so I hope you have a safe trip, a good trip up there, and we will be in touch real soon.
Sounds real good. We are going to be doing that, but in the meantime, reservation-wise, we're taking calls every day, 7 days a week at 920-377-1147. Check out our website, dumperdan.com, and definitely follow us on our Facebook page, which is on our homepage of our website, to see when we do put our boats in the water and what the fishing reports are throughout the season.
All right, Dan. Well, we'll be in touch. Thank you.
You bet. Thank you.
Dumper Dan Welsh with the Lake Michigan Fishing Report from Sheboygan. He's the proprietor of Dumper Dan's Sport Fishing Charters, Condos, and Riverfront Store on South Pier Drive in Sheboygan. You can find him on the web at dumperdan.com and on Facebook at Dumper Dan Sport Fishing Charters. I'm Dan Small. More Outdoors Radio right after this.
Listen to More Outdoors Radio online at dansmalloutdoors.com.
Hi, this is Scott Trout of Cordell & Cordell. If you're a dad who is facing divorce, there are extra layers of stress that may include stereotypes and assumptions. No two situations are the same. Our legal experience and dedication prepare us for whatever legal challenges we face together. You need a partner you can count on. For more than 30 years, Cordell & Cordell has represented men in divorce.
Schedule an appointment with one of Cordell & Cordell's Madison area attorneys. 1110 Fourier Drive, Suite 120, Madison, Wisconsin, 53717.
Say it with me, the Bucks in six. And you could catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on 98Q Country, WCQM 98.3 FM, your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll see some areas of light snow, sprinkles, and flurries today. Highs warming to the lower 40s, and west winds will be a bit breezy. Tonight, sprinkles and flurries will be ending. Partly cloudy skies, lower 20s by Monday morning, lower 50s Monday afternoon. It's 30 at our studios.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Wisconsin's hunting and fishing license season ends at the end of March, and many of us will be purchasing new licenses soon. And when you purchase a new license or you renew your boat or recreational vehicle registration, either online or in person, there's also the option of making a donation to the Cherish Wisconsin Outdoors Fund. Joining us to tell us what this fund is all about and how it works is David Clutter. He's the executive director of the Natural Resources Foundation of Wisconsin. Their website is wisconservation.org. And if you put a slash and Cherish after that, you'll get to the Cherish Wisconsin Outdoors Fund. Well, David, thanks for joining us, and welcome back to the Outdoors Radio Network.
Yeah, well, thank you, Dan, for having me.
So what is the Cherish Wisconsin Outdoors Fund for folks who are not familiar with it?
The Cherish Wisconsin Outdoors Fund is an endowment fund, first off. So an endowment is a permanently restricted fund. And this endowment fund was created, you know, by an act of the Wisconsin State Legislature. The Natural Resources Foundation of Wisconsin and the Wisconsin DNR back in 2012 approached the legislature about this idea of creating a permanent endowed fund for the restoration and management of Wisconsin state lands. In 2013, that fund was formally kicked off. And today, you know, we're sitting at about $2.4 million based on 100% voluntary contributions from, you know, Wisconsin's hunters, fishers, and environmental advocates. It's really taken off, and it's all due to the generosity of folks here in the state.
Well, that's fantastic. Gosh, only a few years ago it hit $1 million, your endowment did, and now you're over $2 million. So what does that mean? What can you do with that money?
Well, just to speak to the growth, first off, yeah, it was $1 million in 2020, and just in, you know, 4 years, we've gone another $1.4 million. And again, this is just based on voluntary contributions, but the monies themselves are really used for ecological restoration purposes. So the DNR will come forward with a recommendation of different projects that they're working on in wildlife areas, in state natural areas, in fishery areas, and a group of stakeholders, so this would be backcountry hunters and anglers, Rough Grouse Society, Wisconsin Conservation Congress, Pheasants Forever, etc., come together and then review those recommendations and then rank them. And then the DNR will pick the top, say, three. And then the Natural Resources Foundation Board will essentially approve those distributions. And we make that distribution back to the state of Wisconsin to be used for invasive species control. It could be putting in lunker structures. It could be prescribed fire, removal of invasive species, any number of things. So it's really just restoring the ecological health of the land.
And this is public land, so why is additional support needed for managing it?
Well, it's a great question. And I think a lot of folks think when we formally protect land, whether it's purchasing it or putting a conservation easement on it, that, you know, somehow it is protected forever. And it is, in the sense that it is protected from, say, future development or inappropriate land use. However, a lot of land here in the state of Wisconsin, particularly that those sort of disturbance-dependent communities, so the oak savanna systems, the oak woods, the prairies, they all need disturbance to thrive. Prescribed fire is going to be really critical to helping these oak communities rebound. Land does need to be managed, and so we can't just purchase land and lock it up and feel like we've accomplished the final goal. Ultimately, we need to manage that land for its long-term health.
I think a lot of people forget that, and I've noticed on the land that I've owned for 50 years that my son now owns, there have been a lot of changes. And just 2 years ago, he started a buckthorn control project that we didn't even realize was an issue. It wasn't an issue 40, 50 years ago, but it is now.
That's right.
And he's working on that. Well, you mentioned there are a number of projects. Let's talk about some that were funded last year. Can you tell us about those?
One we can start off with is Baraboo Hills, which is a big landscape in Sauk County. The Baraboo Hills protects oak savanna communities, oak woodlands, bedrock glades, prairie remnants. Really just a ecologically unique and rich area. And because of donations through Cherish, there have been a lot of invasive species removal in this case, and this is a bit ironic, I think, that some would find, removing maple trees. Because in oak communities, if they don't have that presence of fire, then maple trees will eventually come up in the shade of the oaks and then outcompete the oaks, and you get a maple community. But a maple community doesn't have those, the acorns and the richness that a lot of wildlife wants and need to thrive. So there'll be maple tree removal going on, other invasive species or exotic species removal. There'll be use of prescribed fire to help reinvigorate some of these communities. So that's just one example of how these funding dollars have been used. Another is in Portage County, and this is the Leola and Buena Vista Wildlife Area. A big grassland complex, you know, it's home to henslow sparrows, which are a declining grassland bird species, the kestrel, the short-eared owl, and others. This is also an area where the state-threatened greater prairie chicken population is present. Again, you know, this comes down to removing woody invasive species on the grasslands, using fire to restore those grasslands. As a result of this, and a lot of your listeners will know this, when you're using these sorts of management tools, there are, in some cases, you know, distinct species that are targeted, but this really benefits the whole community. So in addition to, you know, improving habitat for some of these grassland bird species, you know, it's improving habitat for deer and prairie chicken and rare butterflies and other grassland birds and so on. So the benefits of ecological restoration are broad and wide.
Now, this is done on public land, as we've already mentioned, and for the most part, this land is open to a wide variety of outdoor recreation opportunities, isn't it?
Absolutely. Hunting, fishing, trapping, cross-country skiing, you know, nature observation. It's open to the public for many different uses. The restoration and management that happens on these lands benefit everybody.
Well, Dave, how can we contribute? I mentioned the fund. How does that work?
When buying your hunting and fishing license, as I do every year, I go through the DNR's Go Wild annual licensing system. You go through the whole system of getting your license, and then when you get to the checkout page, there'll be a little box where you can say, you know, voluntary contribution. You can give $2, whatever. I usually get $10 or $20 or more. Even a dollar would be fantastic. One of my colleagues ran some numbers, and we're saying 700,000 people per year buy a hunting or fishing license here in the state, so that would be both in-state and out-of-state.
Yep.
And if everybody gave just $2, that would be $1.4 million per year. And what we do is distribute at 4.75%, so that's $66,000 of additional revenue each year for restoration management activities on sorely needed projects throughout the state. The Go Wild Fund is one option. The other option is, and you had referenced this earlier, Dan, with conservation.org/cherish will take you to a page where you can donate as well. It's grown pretty significantly here over a short period of time, but boy, even if we get this to $10 million, you know, over a relatively short time frame, say in the next 10 years, which I think is quite realistic, I mean, this will be kicking out $500,000 a year in restoration and management money. And it is sorely needed. So I appreciate the opportunity to talk with you today about it.
Well, fantastic. Well, Dave, thank you so much for sharing some of those numbers and some of the specific work on the ground projects so people can get an idea of where that money is actually spent. Like you, I always make a contribution when I buy my patron card, the annual hunting and fishing license, and then, of course, turkey permits and antlerless tags and that kind of thing, and boat registrations. And I always throw a few dollars in because it's easy to do and it helps the cause. So I hope other folks will do that as well. And we hope the fund keeps growing. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Dan, thanks for having me.
You bet. David Clutter is the executive director of the Natural Resources Foundation of Wisconsin. We've been talking about the Cherish Wisconsin Outdoors Fund. You can contribute when you buy your license or renew your boat or your ATV. Just follow the instructions at the end of the purchase process on your Go Wild account or go to wisconservation.org/cherish. I'm Dan Small. More Outdoors Radio right after this.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
Here's a message from our friends at Remy Battery in Milwaukee, Waukesha, Escanaba, and Houghton. As we continue strong into almost 100 years of providing our community with high-quality batteries, we want to thank all of our customers and friends we have made over the years. We invite you to visit our newest location on Sunset Drive in Waukesha, formerly Challenger Battery. We have batteries from the largest military crafts and industrial machinery to alkalines and the smallest hearing aids. Big and small, we have them all. Stop in for a free battery and electrical check before you hit the road, trails, or the waters. Don't forget to ask our sales representatives about volume pricing. Call Remy at 414-384-0340 or visit online at remybattery.com for all your battery and battery accessory needs.
Attention future hunters. Hunting season for turkey, small game, and deer is right around the corner. Don't wait to think about hunter education. The time to enroll is now. The Wisconsin DNR offers several options to choose from, making it easier than ever to enroll. Just browse for upcoming youth or adult hunter education classes at gowild.wi.gov and join the ranks of today's hunter education graduates who are ensuring the safe future of our hunting heritage. Classes fill up quickly, so don't wait. Enroll today. A message from Wisconsin DNR.
If you're a muskie angler, you've got to come to the Wisconsin Muskie Expo, March 16 through 18 at the Central Wisconsin Convention and Expo Center, Wausau. Catch seminars by Rich Reiner, Jeff Van Remortel, Mike Keyes, and other experts. Check out the latest tackle by the top manufacturers. Meet guides and resorts that cater to your passion. The Wisconsin Muskie Expo, March 16 through 18 in Wausau. WIMuskieExpo.com. That's Muskie with a Y.
Gear up for an unforgettable weekend at the Wisconsin Open Season Sportsman's Expo, presented by Progressive and Can-Am. Join us at the Kalahari Resorts and Conventions, March 22nd to 24th. Discover hunting products and top-notch gear, all at show-only prices. Showcase your buck in the Busch Light Trophy Deer Contest and learn from industry experts. Discount tickets at OpenSeasonSportsmansExpo.com. Osseo Gear and Free Rain Coffee, official camo and coffee of the Expo.
Are you putting off treating your hearing loss for you or a loved one because you can't afford it? Hi, I'm Dr. Laura Venipal from Professional Hearing Care, and I'm telling you that you couldn't be further away from the truth. I believe that everyone should have access to hearing health care and improve cognitive health, and that's why we offer our affordable treatment plan. Our team is dedicated to taking the stigma and cost of hearing loss out of the picture. For a free consultation, call 608-292-4916 or visit our website at www.profhearingcare.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll see some areas of light snow, sprinkles, and flurries today. Highs warming to the lower 40s, and west winds will be a bit breezy. Tonight, sprinkles and flurries will be ending. Partly cloudy skies, lower 20s by Monday morning, lower 50s Monday afternoon. It's 30 at our studios.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. The 83rd annual Milwaukee Journal Sentinel Sports Show at State Fair Park is coming up March 7th through the 10th. You'll find information and advance tickets at jssportsshow.com. And joining us now to tell us about a regular feature at the sports show is Debbie Pripke. She is the Mercury Marine Business District Manager for Wisconsin, Illinois, and Iowa, and I just learned today, the UP of Michigan as well. Well, Debbie, thanks for joining us, and welcome back to the Outdoors Radio Network.
Thank you so much, Dan. I enjoy being with you guys. It's exciting to be back with another year ahead of us.
Yeah, isn't it, though? And I'm glad to learn that you have the Upper Peninsula as part of your district, because we do have listeners up there on some of our stations in the northeast corner of Wisconsin. So hi to all the Upers up there.
Hello, everybody.
Yeah, so Mercury has had a presence at the sports show for as long as I can remember. Why is the sports show an important venue for Mercury Marine, such a big business?
Well, the Milwaukee Sports Show is in the backyard of Mercury Marine. Our home base is Fond du Lac, Wisconsin. We have a large manufacturing plant there, and we definitely want to support as much in our backyard or in our home state as we can. The other thing is the sports show is also a very future-orientated event. You know, we need to keep kids, we need to keep young gentlemen or young families out on the water, and they help do that. So we definitely want to be there to keep that industry growing.
And you are typically always bringing something new to the sports show, and I understand you've got a really new motor that you're going to be featuring there this year.
Yes, we are definitely coming back strong this year. Please understand, Dan, you know, we've been in the industry now for 85 years. This is our 85th year, our anniversary this year. And throughout all these years, Mercury Marine is the leader of innovation. We try every year to bring something more to the market that the public is asking for and looking for. We listen to the voice of the customer, which is the people out there boating. And one of the things that we've been asked about is the world we're coming into the electric phase. So we announced last year we had a small 7.5E announced. Well, this year we are going to be having all four models there. We are going to have our 7.5, we are going to have our 20, our 35E, our 75E, and our 110E, all at the sports show for people to see and discuss what they think, if it'll work on whatever they got.
Neat, yeah, and it's always nice to see whatever you've got, and to, as I always joke about this, when I have an opportunity, I like to walk through your booth anyway, because you've got real comfortable carpeting, and it's easier to walk and stand on than the concrete floor that's in most of the area.
But yes, that's, we do try to keep it very comfortable. It's a long day when you're there, and we'd like to have the customers come in and be able to understand that not only is the plus carpeting as wonderful as the motors that they're looking at.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, the carpeting is just a bonus for those of us with sore feet, I guess, or for anybody spending a lot of time at the show. Now, you also sponsor the Hog Trough and the seminars, and there's a couple of special seminars on Saturday and Sunday with Greg Karch. Can you tell us about those?
Yeah, Greg Karch is one of our strong pro staff gentlemen that actually works throughout the state with doing different seminars and events. He goes to a lot of schools. He works with the youth, a lot of youth. One of the things that Mercury Marine is focused on, like I said, is the future of the boating industry. That comes all the way from skiing to fishing to cruising around. We definitely want to make sure that these young kids stay on the water. We all know that being on the water makes a very family-strong atmosphere. So we sponsor the Hog Trough because we've got quite a few guys coming in there, like John Cruz, Pete Mania. They're all coming in there and speaking the future of fishing. Well, Greg comes in there, and he also speaks on the future of the kids learning to fish with us. He basically helps to promote the industry so strong, and I love to see that.
And at noon on both Saturday and Sunday, he will be doing a seminar at the Hog Trough. And the first 75 kids, 16 and under, who come to that seminar on both days will get a gift. The first day on Saturday, it's a spin cast fishing combo and an educational book. And on Sunday, the first 75 kids, 16 and under, will get a Future Pro shirt, a mini tackle box, and the fishing education book. So lots of good giveaways for the kids, as well as the information that Greg will be sharing.
Oh, absolutely. Greg and his wife both, when they do these seminars, they get real involved with the kids, and they show them not only how to use some of the stuff, but also how to be a good sportsmanship person out there. He is very strong with that. Just as all the other presenters we've got coming online, we've got Dave Anos, and we've got some really good guys speaking. Steve Hiding is going to be talking. Dale Schoenstein, Bill Schultz. I mean, there are a number of them that not only are they going to give a seminar, but then they're going to come into our booth, and if anybody wants to talk to them, they can.
Fantastic. Well, Debbie, I look forward to seeing you again. You and I always have a chance to chat, usually at the end of a day, because it's a busy day for both of us.
Yeah, we hope the attendance is strong to keep us busy. And the main thing is to keep people out there looking at what's going on in the future of all our products.
Absolutely. Well, Debbie, thank you so much. I'll let you go now and look forward to seeing you in a couple of weeks.
I will be there. Thank you.
You're quite welcome. Debbie Pripke is the Mercury Marine Business District Manager for Wisconsin, Illinois, Iowa, and Michigan's Upper Peninsula. She'll be at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel Sports Show coming up at State Fair Park March 7th through the 10th. And you can find more information and advance tickets at jssportsshow.com. I'm Dan Small. You are listening to Outdoors Radio.
It's better than ever. Over 350 booths and 25 seminars at the Wisconsin Fishing Expo, February 23rd through the 25th at the Alliant Energy Center, Madison. Deals from legendary manufacturers and unique vendors not found in stores, plus dozens of boat dealers. Kids' activities include trout pond casting competitions, bow fishing, kids' bingo, and more. Prize patrol giveaways every day. WIFishingExpo.com. Sponsored by Wisconsin Outdoor News, Daiwa, Don's Marine, Blackfish, and Lucas Oil.
Hey, Wisconsin. Pro angler John Cruz here, and I'm excited to be appearing at this year's Milwaukee Sports Show presented by Mercury Marine with support from Usingers and Bush. Join me and other experts as we guide you on the latest in fishing, hunting, and the outdoors. Explore exhibitors, demos, contests, and more. Don't miss the sports show from March 7th to 10th. Get your tickets at jssportsshow.com and businesses. Reach area outdoor enthusiasts by exhibiting. See you there.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
Gear up for an unforgettable weekend at the Wisconsin Open Season Sportsman's Expo, presented by Progressive and Can-Am. Join us at the Kalahari Resorts and Conventions March 22nd to 24th. Discover hunting products and top-notch gear, all at show-only prices. Showcase your buck in the Busch Light Trophy Deer Contest and learn from industry experts. Discount tickets at OpenSeasonSportsmansExpo.com. Ozio Gear and Free Rain Coffee, official camo and coffee of the Expo.
If you're a muskie angler, you've got to come to the Wisconsin Muskie Expo March 16 through 18 at the Central Wisconsin Convention and Expo Center, Wausau. Catch seminars by Rich Reiner, Jeff Van Remortel, Mike Keyes, and other experts. Check out the latest tackle by the top manufacturers. Meet guides and resorts that cater to your passion. The Wisconsin Muskie Expo, March 16 through 18 in Wausau. WIMuskieExpo.com. That's muskie with a Y.
Attention future hunters. Hunting season for turkey, small game, and deer is right around the corner. Don't wait to think about hunter education. The time to enroll is now. The Wisconsin DNR offers several options to choose from, making it easier than ever to enroll. Just browse for upcoming youth or adult hunter education classes at gowild.wi.gov and join the ranks of today's hunter education graduates who are ensuring the safe future of our hunting heritage. Classes fill up quickly, so don't wait. Enroll today. A message from Wisconsin DNR.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Jeff Kelm. We're brought to you by Cedar Lake Sales on Highway 33 West in West Bend, on the web at cedarlakesales.com. They have more than 100 boats on display, and they're holding their in-house boat show the same weekend as the Milwaukee Sports Show, March 6th through the 10th. Check out their website for details. We're also brought to you by Professional Hearing Care, LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, and Fitchburg, PROF, hearingcare.com. And by the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources Hunter Education Program, HuntSafe Wisconsin, dnr.wi.gov, which hopefully in the next few weeks, Robert will be a proud graduate of. Cool. And by the Open Season Sportsman's Expo, March 22nd through the 24th at Kalahari Resort in Wisconsin Dells, OpenSeasonSportsmansExpo.com.
And we have been running the DNR spot about hunter education courses. Was he able to get into a class? I guess he was, huh?
He was, yeah. Local class here in Wood County.
Wonderful, wonderful. And, you know, there's no reason, folks, you can't go to both the Milwaukee Sports Show and Cedar Lake Sales in-store boat show.
Within minutes of each other, right?
Well, long minutes. I mean, you know.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, the, yeah. The sports show is down at State Fair Park. It's not at it's not in West Bend, but still, it's not that far. And if our TV show, Outdoor Wisconsin, isn't airing where you happen to live, you can always watch past episodes at MilwaukeePBS.org. And the last several years of our Deer Hunt Wisconsin shows are archived on the Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV YouTube channel.
And this radio program is online in a couple different places as well. Go to lake-link.com, find their outdoor radio page, and you can download the show there. You can also check us out at outdoornews.com/podcasts. And then find Dan on social media at Dan Small Outdoors. Find me at Hardwater Jeff.
Our good friend, Wisconsin Turkey Commander Lauren Voss, is going to be a busy guy this month and next. He has two events coming up next week. He'll present a free Learn to Hunt Turkeys seminar on Tuesday, February 27th, starts at 6:30 and runs till 8 in the evening. And that's at the Horicon Education and Visitor Center. And that's on Highway 28, just north of the city of Horicon. The event is sponsored by the DNR and Raised at Full Draw. Everyone's welcome. For more information, you can visit raisedatfulldraw.com. And he will also present a turkey hunting seminar at the 6th Annual Sportsman's Breakfast on Saturday, March 2nd at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in New London. Doors open at 7:30 a.m. There are four seminars, including Lawrence, starting at 8 and again at 9:45 with a break for breakfast in between, and keynote speaker Christopher Ewing at 10:45, followed by door prizes. Sounds like a fun event. I have done some of those, and I know, Jeff, you have as well, haven't you?
Mm-hmm. I have.
And you can learn more about this one at emmanuelnl.org/events. This week's giveaway, a pair of tickets to the Milwaukee Sports Show coming to State Fair Park March 7 through 10, as we mentioned. To enter the drawing, call 414-297-7554 or email dsoradio@gmail.com. Leave your name and number and email address and mention the Sports Show giveaway. And there's a first ever event Wednesday night before the show opens at State Fair Park, a fundraiser for the Outdoor Heritage Education Center, combined with a roast of me. So people are going to take some pot shots. I hope they're going to be kind and gentle, but you never know. People have stories, and I've been around long enough that there are lots of stories out there. If you're interested, I hope you will join us if you can. It's online on my Facebook page, information, or ohecyes.org, ohecyes.org. And Jeff, you know, Chester Markle, the Packers kicker from the 70s, is going to come to our event on March 6th at State Fair Park, and he's going to have some items to sign, and it's always fun. I've fished with him a couple times. I don't know if you've met him yet, but he's quite the character, and he has a good story to share, too.
I've not met him, but you know, he's an avid outdoorsman here in Wisconsin. Obviously, an icon here, and yeah, that'd be awesome to have him there.
Yeah, absolutely. So, folks, come on down and meet Chester. And it's not too early to start thinking about fall fishing. And if you've never been to Lake of the Woods, I'm hosting another trip there in September. Now, you've been up there, Jeff, with tournaments, haven't you?
I have. I've been up to Lake of the Woods. In fact, I just had a conversation not too long ago with some folks up there.
And it's a great fishery. There's a tremendous amount of variety, everything from big panfish and walleyes to big pike and muskies. I caught my personal best muskie and northern pike in the same day up there last year fishing for walleyes, of all things. And we have great fishing. It's a quality resort with great food, private cabins, good company around a campfire every night. For details, if you're interested in learning more, visit blackisland.com. Click on trips and look for my name, blackisland.com. Well, a few more announcements here. Jeff, did you lose cell service on Thursday?
I did for a period of time, yes.
Really?
Yep.
Well, apparently thousands of people did. And I think that was an AT&T issue. But when something like that happens, that's when we are reminded that it's good to have a backup solution, whether it's a cell phone with a different service or a landline. You know, we've still got a landline here. And, sure. You know, if the grid goes out, you need to have some kind of a backup solution. And our friends at Remy Battery tell us that they've got backup batteries for all your needs. So stop in or call today at one of their four offices in Milwaukee, Waukesha, Escanaba, or Houghton, and ask them about pricing on batteries for all your emergency systems. And some you don't think of all the time: emergency lighting, exit signs if you're, you know, if you're a business, sump pumps if you've got a basement that floods, flashlights, off-grid deep cycle batteries, and that's what we've got, radio batteries, smoke, carbon monoxide detectors, and much more. Check them out at remybattery.com. And here's something I learned from a gentleman who calls himself Turkey Sniper John, a name that he's had longer than Lauren has been the turkey commander. The Dousman Gun Club, one of the oldest gun clubs in the state, is holding their annual game feed next Saturday, March 2nd. $20 a ticket. For details, go to DousmanGunClub.com. I mentioned Bob Dolan's Wisconsin Icons program on me. Well, if you haven't seen it yet, check it out on YouTube at WIS Icons, or again, look for the link on my Facebook page. I'll put anything that I'm up to on that page as well. Permanent ice shanties. Jeff, you said you're pretty much done ice fishing. I can't believe anybody's still got ice shacks out there.
I did. I laughed at that myself. I saw it come across, I think, a news feed somewhere, and yeah. I was like, who's got a permanent shack out?
Yeah, this year especially, and not even on Winnebago, where they're still trying to finish that spearing season as of this recording, which is on Thursday. At any rate, there are dates where you must have them off, and they vary from water to water. You're out of your mind if you've still got one on the water somewhere, but check the DNR website, keywords ice shanty, for details. And let's see, there's a new wildlife baiting and feeding ban in Ozaukee County. I don't know if we mentioned that last week or not. The CWD positive deer found in Sheboygan County takes Ozaukee out of the open to baiting and feeding. I have some friends who are going to be unhappy about that, but that's the way it goes. My son's improv group, Lost in the Woods, is performing next Saturday at the Bayfield Winterfest. They're going to be at Many Penny Bistro in Bayfield. Get there early, have dinner, and enjoy the show. Details on Facebook at Lost in the Woods Improv. Our theme music is by Warren Nelson. Warren and friends have a full schedule of concerts, so check that out at warrennelson.com. I'm Dan Small here with Jeff Kelm. Get outside this weekend and join us again next week for Outdoors Radio.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
You're tuned in to the broadcast ministry of Cornerstone Church in Ramsey, Michigan. We're glad you're with us today. Now let's join Pastor Todd as we allow God's word to build our faith.
Well, good morning. It's great to have you with us. Each week we are so thankful to so many that tune in, and we call you our friends because over these past years, I believe that for many that we've become so close. I understand this, that God's using his word to bring light and to bring truth. And so I just so appreciate how each week we are called to spread his truth, his light. And so as we do that, what we see is this area becoming even in greater ways filled with his truth so that we can walk in his freedom. And so we've been in this series now for the last several weeks about prepared. And last week we were in moving with how he's prepared a table before us. He's prepared this table that you and I can come and we can take our place at the table. That it's a table for two, that we don't have to allow the enemy to come in. Even though it's his presence is around that table, he doesn't have the right to take a place at the table. And then the last thing we talked about is let nothing take us from the table. Never get up from the table. Never leave the table. If that's a message that you missed and you want to watch that, we would encourage you to go to our YouTube channel, Cornerstone Ramsey, and you'll be able to connect with us there. Or you can connect with us through Facebook and Cornerstone Ramsey, and you'll be able to watch that message. And I believe this, that it so impacted people with that ability to, even in their mind's eye, to be able to see that, the visual picture of them seated at a table. Because the word is that he prepares a table before us, even in the presence of our enemies. The Lord's preparing that table for you and I today so that we can come and taste, that we can walk in a greater peace and a greater authority that Christ has called us to. I believe that peace is something that God's given.